Jerry Corsi on the line with us. Jerry, first of all, welcome back. Secondly, this story is devastating. Is it going to happen? Can it be stopped?
George, great honor to be back with you. It's going to happen. I've been talking with the Department of Transportation now for 2 days. This pilot program has been in the approval process for almost 2 years, and now that the Department of Transportation has fully announced it, it's set to start in 60 days.
Jeez, Jerry. Well, you know, we have been talking, you and I, for the past month or so recently about the push for this North American relationship, this one between Mexico, the United States, possibly bringing Canada into it. Is this another attempt to do that?
I think so, George. I think this is a complete move towards North American integration. We're already in the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. I think that's headed towards a North American community, and it's going to end up in a North American union, the same way that Europe evolved to get from a common market to a European union. I think we're headed along the same track.
How easy will it be to smuggle in all kinds of paraphernalia, possibly suitcase nukes?
Well, George, fewer than 10% of all Mexican trucks entering the United States today are inspected. We're not going to be able to inspect more, opening up the country. In fact, all routes in the country, not just a 100-mile or so commercial zone, to any Mexican trucks in these 100 companies that are approved, they won't be inspected. Mexican drug cartels have been buying Mexican trucking companies for the last 10 years to launder money and to transport drugs. I think this is extremely dangerous. It's why the Teamsters are upset. The independent owner-operators are upset. We do not have the security procedures either at the border or internally in the United States to police this program.
All right, Jerry, thanks for the update. We'll be talking to you at a later date.